Six.
Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Gabriela and Juan Loco. Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero grew up in Mexico City, and though their parents played them jazz and rock and flamenco, it was metal that really gave them the impetus to become guitarists. In fact, they were a metal band before they were dropped, and then they favoured the more traditional approach of two acoustic guitars. They actually went to Dublin to make the name for themselves, hearing that travelling musicians were treated well there. They played on Grafton Street and ended up supporting people like David Gray, and that's how they made the name. But some of their metal stays with them in their performances. Hence, when you go to a Rodrigo y Gabriela gig, which I have done a few times, you get the little shredders down the front throwing the rock cymbal in the air and banging their heads wildly, like they might do at the beginning of, from the front row of a Queens of the Stone Age concert. Here's the new one from Queens of the Stone Age, My God is the Sun, after which I will introduce myself and the rest of the programme. We'll be right back. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. That was Queens of the Stone Age and My God is the Sun. And before that we had Rodrigo y Gabriela and Juan Loco. I want to start off the programme with a bit of an apology. In fact, it's not a bit of an apology, it's a complete reversal of a previous statement. Debbie Goldsmith's been in touch about a recent programme where I was watching television at 5 in the morning in an airport lounge preparing to come back from New York. And there was a programme on the TV, a news item, which I was reading the subtitles to, and I commented there was rather a cruel piece on the telly about a woman who thought she'd won $40,000 and she'd actually won $40. And I said, this seems really cruel. You got shots of her jumping for joy and then shots of her commiserating. Debbie says, hello, it's from Montreal. I enjoyed your recent New York shows and travelling along with you, Mrs. Badger. I never considered how odd a drugstore might seem to you. I couldn't help but laugh at the news report of the woman in Toronto, blah, 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 about that report. The truth is that she thought she'd won $40,000 when in fact she'd won $40 million. She had the only winning ticket in the Lotto Max jackpot. I did not laugh out loud. Now, isn't that a much happier ending? Debbie, it is. I'm so glad. I guess the subtitler couldn't keep up with the zeros. And what I took for being upset was her being absolutely over the moon. So there you go. There's my official apology. That's BBC housekeeping out of the way. This week's show is dedicated to Richie Havens, who very sadly died last week. He's a fascinating man. And a really lovely, gentle and peaceful character. Very significant for me because the first time I saw Richie Havens, probably like most people, was watching the footage from the Woodstock concert in 1969. He opened up that concert and went on to play for another 45 years or something like that. He's also a big climate change activist and a really gentle soul. Anyway, he died of a heart attack very sadly last week, so this week's show is dedicated to him. And I'll have three tunes from him throughout the programme. Laura Marling, new music from her. Song for Guy recommendations from you lot, including one by The Dentists, The National. Beccapedia will be along, educating us, as always. And lots more stuff. A really good story about Vangelis, passed on for Stuart McConey. So if you're a daytime listener, you may already have heard it. Well, first of all, our first offering from the late, great Richie Havens. This is his version of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right, it's all right. No, 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 it's all right.
More from Richie Havens later in the show. In fact, I'm going to play two recordings from the Woodstock concert that made him famous later on. New music now from Laura Marling. Just really weirdly, or rather coincidentally, just before I left New York, I texted Laura to see where she was up to with her next record. It's good to know what your contemporaries are doing, you know. I was just literally being nosy, and I think I stated as much in the text. I say my contemporary, I suppose technically she's a contemporary. In actual fact, Laura was born in the year that Elbow formed. Which is something that she pointed out to me, which is a little bit cheeky of her, wasn't it? This is Master Hunter from her forthcoming record. It's out on the 27th May. It is the enormously talented and the rather wonderful Laura Marling.
I cured my skin, now nothing gets in, nothing not as hard as a child. You want a woman cause you wanna be safe, well I tell you that I got a little all out on my grave. You want a woman who will call your name, it ain't me babe. No, 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 it ain't me babe. I don't stare at water anymore. Water doesn't do what it did before. It took me in and to the edge of insane when I only meant to swim. I nearly put a bullet in my brain when the rhythm took me in. I am a master hunter. You let men into your bed. They not know you well. They can't get into my head. They don't have a hope in hell. You see, the thing is, we are so alone. There's nothing we can share. You could get me on a telephone, but you won't keep me there. Something, let me go. Tell me something I don't know. I have some news. I have some news. Is this what you think I do in life when I'm not being used? You say you're not sad, you live for the blues. You're not sad, you live for the blues. I have some news. Wrestling on the rope from darkness is not life that I would choose.
Laura Marling and Master Hunter. A great year ahead for Laura. I can feel it in my bones. news.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
My mum used to say, when referring to a bloke trying to chat up a woman, that he was throwing his hat at her. How would that ever persuade a woman to go out with you?
Oi!
Put it in your hands.
And McConey.
I race others at road crossings. I feel most proud when crossing roads in a foreign land. I then see that as being selected to represent my country.
Together, they're Radcliffe and McConey.
We're testing the, some say urban myth, some say scientific fact, that a remote control key fob fired down the phone can unlock a remote car. Reporter Mark Radcliffe is on the 11th floor of the car park.
I'm standing right by my car.
Okay, here we go. I've got your keys here.
All right, I'm taking the phone away from my ear.
Here I go. Anything happening?
Not a thing.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
Security will be in a minute. I'm circling cars. They just look like a gormless car thief.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star. I saw one.
Pat Maguire's been in touch. Patrick Kenneth Maguire, to be precise, from Southport. He says, "Hello, Guy. Hope you are well. I was just wondering whether you had heard any of the dentist's admirable and pioneering work. If not, then I advise you to check out I Had an Excellent Dream, which is a melodic guitar vignette and a true indie gem, by which I mean proper indie, complete with an existentialist crisis worthy of Sartre in the lyric. Cheers, sir, and it would be wonderful if you liked it enough to play it on your show. Sometimes I feel the music I like exists only in my own head. Grim when you're 17 and without any alternative scene to speak of in dreary Southport." There you go. If you're in Southport and you like this next tune, you might want to find Patrick Kenneth Maguire. Can't be that difficult in this digital age. And yeah, and hold hands with Patrick. Maybe even fall deeply in love with him and his Sartre-loving 17-year-old self. Don't worry, mate, the worst is over. A couple of years and you'll be out of there. This is The Dentist for Patrick and his like in Southport. My only real memories of Southport were, I had a holiday romance at Prestatyn Sands when I was about 13. And I went to see her in Southport with my friend David. I had too much hair gel in. I had a black patent leather slip-on shoes with toweling socks, chinos, a very, very floral tie, and National Health Specs. And I went to go and see her. I won't name and shame her on the radio. And I went all the way to Southport to see her with David. And he went and saw his holiday romance, and mine pretended she wasn't in. I looked through the letterbox and she was hiding in the kitchen. You know you are. You're out there. And I think you should kneel on pencils for the rest of your life, you rotten sod. Here are The Dentist for Patrick and anyone in Southport that feels lonely and disenfranchised. I've been there. This is I Had an Admirable Dream. I've just realised, of course, that the Dentists split up, by the sounds of it, in the mid-90s, and that Patrick Kenneth Maguire is no longer 17. But he didn't make it clear in his email, so you can't blame me. So, yeah, don't bother sending that email. Tell me that the Dentists are not a current band and that Patrick's probably in his 40s. I've figured that out for myself. The next tune we're going to hear is from The National, The Geese of Beverly Road. This was a song for Guy originally, so long ago that I didn't used to keep records of who had recommended the songs. I do these days. So whoever you are, thanks for this. It's one of my favourite songs ever. It's all fractured images of childhood and abandon. I find it to be authentic and compelling and fun.
Thank you. Now then, if you were to take a stroll around the streets of the Bronx, Harlem, Brooklyn or Queens in the mid-50s, you would likely have heard an amazing sound drifting from the subways, stoops and street corners of a city in love with doo-wop. Groups of young men would gather to make music, mimicking bass, guitar and brass, and producing tight clusters of harmony with the most natural of instruments, their voices. At the height of doo-wop's popularity, a young group emerged who would challenge and eventually change perceptions with their integrated members, their youth, and the voice of their lead singer. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers were fresh-faced, and their first and biggest hit came when Frankie was just 13. Why Do Fools Fall in Love was written by the boys themselves when a neighbour allowed them to use his old love letters as lyrics. It was a cute, upbeat song, but what made it stand out was Frankie's treble voice, which sounded so feminine that there was soon a flurry of girl groups rising high in the charts. They never managed to recreate the huge success of their first single, and thanks to incredibly poor management by those around him, Frankie was a heroin addict by 15 and died just 10 years later. But by that time, the impact of that first record had helped to create the girl group sound and influence everyone from the Beach Boys to the Jackson 5, a lasting legacy for a young singer whose light shone so briefly. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Bless Frankie Lyman and his Teenagers and Why Do Fools Fall in Love, as recommended by the Beckopedia. So, as I said, it's not a live programme, it's pre-recorded, but the texts do get through from time to time. Lawmaster Mike asked on Twitter, why is Guy Garvey's Finest Hour 2 hours long? I don't know, I thought it'd be funny 6 or 7 years ago. Sorry about that, Mike. Hello, Guy. Littlest Birds, written by Samantha Parton and Jolie Holland, containing lyrics from Jug Band Blues by Syd Barrett. Info on Blue Horse album by Be Good Tanyas, not the internet. Best regards, James in York. Thank you, James, for clearing that up for me. And eek, anyone know that tune just before the Ed Harcourt song on BBC Six Music, Mother Benita Summit Summit? By Gnome Faced Killer. It was Mother Benita by Fammy, F A M Y. Fammy, I don't know what it means. Maybe it's family without the IL. Mother Benita was the name of the tune by Fammy. In actual fact, the B-side to it is a brilliant record, which I'll play for you soon. But yeah, a great record, that. This is the Hot 8 Brass Band. It's called Milwaukee Fat, and apparently it's about a guy who played trombone or tuba. Let me just see if I can find my notes on it, actually. Yes. Milwaukee Fat was a person, and it's been released. He died very suddenly. He was a tuba player from fellow New Orleans group New Birth Brass Band. I think that should read Rebirth Brass Band. But he died suddenly in Houston, Texas in 2006. And this is dedicated to him. Here they are from New Orleans. Here's the Hot 8 Brass Band and Milwaukee Fat. Brass Band and Milwaukee Fat. Some emails now. Joe Clark. My girlfriend really liked the song by somebody about 10 minutes ago. Could you let us know the name of the track? Now, Peter, presumably, on my crack production crew at Media City Salford, goes and finds out what time the email was sent and then goes through the history and finds out what the tune was. Such is his dedication to connecting people with pieces of music they like. It was Ed Harcourt and the Cusp and the Wane. That's right, Joe Clark. It was Ed Harcourt and the Cusp and the Wane. Presumably, Peter put, which means he loves that tune too. Peter Rannells has been in touch. He says, hi Guy, enjoyed your shows from New York. The last 30 minutes of the last show were quite sad really, and the music you chose really set the tone. Very special stuff. It felt like a good friend was leaving us and going back home, which you were really. Cheers in Toronto. Thank you, Pete, you lovely man. And this is my star email of the week from Matt Behan. A rare and beautiful thing you've done here, Matt. I was talking recently a couple of times about the fact that supporting the Manic Street Preachers, despite them being wonderful boys and mates of mine, supporting them at Manchester Apollo two nights in a row was the worst experience of Elbow's life because the crowd were rabidly opposed to anything other than the Manic Street Preachers. It was really bad. Nothing can be as bad as the reception on the first night. In fact, it was so bad that we were laughing when we got off because we knew we had to do it again the following night. Well, Matt Behan has been in touch and said, just heard you talking about Elbow supporting the Manics some years back and how hostile the crowd was. I have to admit, I and my friend Alan were two of those fans and we shouted some rather unpleasant phrases. I've been feeling rather bad about this ever since and would like to offer my sincerest apologies. I was but a capricious youth. Well, what you were is in the middle of the word capricious. I was but a capricious youth and hopped up on a cheap booze and far too much sugar. Cheers, Matt Behan in Grey Kidderminster, but originally from Bury. Matt, I absolve you of your sins, your nominee parties, spiritual sanctity, etc. And this next tune's for you. It's by my friend Rachel Zafira, who I met at Real World when I was working there a couple of years ago. She is one of the most entertaining people I've ever met. Not only is she very beautiful and clever, and she's incredibly witty as well as a real talent, as you will hear during this next song, Break the Spell. Matt, sincere thanks for your admission of guilt. Rachel Zafira and Break the Spell.
Six. Six Music.
Sean W. Keaveney. A man misunderstood.
Is it okay to dry your underpants in the microwave?
Maybe he's too intense.
A bit aggressive.
I know. I'm on a crash after my croissant. I'm taking it out on you.
Maybe it's his clothes.
My hood's too hairy.
Or his uncompromising charm.
With 10 being like the most I'd want to punch someone, you right now would be at a maybe like a 5.
That's not bad.
He has his own theories.
I blame bread.
But you can make a difference. Listen to Sean Keaveney on Six Music and he will feel useful, appreciated. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Is this cool?
Every weekday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
This next song is just something I put on every now and again to make me feel a very particular, a very, very certain way. That could have been better English, couldn't it? Forgive me. It's Love Stop Repeat. And the song's called A Busy Heart Beating Strong. I really like that song title, almost as much as I like the song itself.
The sound of rivers flowing, a wave of sweet.
I was complaining recently about a album title. I was complaining about deliberately long album titles last week, I think. And one of the ones that really gets on my nerve is one by a band called Le Loop, who, to my knowledge, have two albums out to date. The name of the album is The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly. And that's the first time I've read it out on radio out of sheer anger at them giving their album such a deliberately long title, until I got this email. Joe Ray gets in touch and says, knowing the source might not soften you to the daft long album name, but jeepers, look at that thing. It's a shrine-like environment built in the creator James Hampton's garage from silver, gold and tinfoil in the 50s, I think. It's a bit astonishing. I made a trip to the Smithsonian to see it last year, but it was being rehoused, so I only saw bits of it under plastic, but it was still impressive. Hope you like it, Joe. Thanks, Joe. What she's referring to is James Hampton's single artistic creation is something called The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly, and it took him more than 14 years to create. He made it out of in a rented garage, transforming its drab interior. I'm reading now from I think Wikipedia. Transforming its drab interior into a heavenly vision as he prepared for the return of Christ to earth. The throne is his attempt to create a spiritual environment that could only have been made as a result of a passionate and highly personal religious faith. So we are actually talking about a throne that somebody's made in the garage in the 50s. Hampton's full creation consists of 180 components, only a portion of which are on view. The total work suggests a chancel complete with altar, throne, offertory tables, pulpits, mercy seats and other obscure objects of Hampton's own invention. His work also includes plaques, tags and notebooks bearing a secret writing system which is yet to be and may never be deciphered. Hampton's intricate large-scale design for the throne derives coherence from parallel rows of constructions densely packed on several levels. A 7-foot-tall cushioned throne at the rear centre is the work's focal point, and it's all made. It's covered in gold and wings and things like this. It's a throne for Christ's return to earth, is the idea of it. It took him 14 years. He made it in his garage, and it's made of planks, cardboard cutouts, insulation board, discarded light bulbs, jelly glasses, hollow cardboard cylinders, craft paper, desk blotters, mirror fragments, electrical cables, and a variety of other found objects. There's a photograph of it. I urge you to go and have a look online. Once again, I think if you just put The Throne, maybe you'll get there. But The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly by James Hampton, who I think is now dead, it really is an incredible thing to look at. And it almost justifies Le Loop using it for an album title. So by way of contrition, I'm going to play another tune from that very album. It's called Canto, it's from Le Loop, and it's from that album, whatever it's called, Throne Thingy. Thank you.
over.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool his head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned and sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
Poor old Chet. Chet Baker, Everything Happens to Me. That song, I've known it so long, it's sort of part of me, weirdly. Alex Dalzell Clapton's been in touch. Sorry, no, he's not called that. He's called Alex Dalzell from Clapton has been in touch. He says, hey, guy, can I recommend you listen to Cat Power's cover of the Highwaymen's song Silver Stallion? I believe you're out in the US at the moment. I'm just looking at the date here, and I was when you sent this email, mate. How are you, isn't it? It may well inspire you to head west and rustle yourself some horses. If not, then Power's beautiful voice and gentle slide guitar will at least brighten your day, as it does mine every time it shuffles onto my MP3. Alex, no problem. Here she is, Cat Power with Silver Stallion. She has got a lovely voice.
Silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide, teach him he can trust me like a sister. One day we'll saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed Jack Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless man, razor blades and dice in his eyes, just a touch sadness in his fingers, thunder and lightning in his thighs. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
gonna ride, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the man, the stallion and the wind. The sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Cat Power and Silver Stallion. So I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this week's edition of the Finest Hour is dedicated to Richie Havens. Richard Pierce Havens was born in January 41 in Brooklyn. When he was a kid, he formed a doo-wop group with his neighbourhood friends, and by 16 was performing with the McRae Gospel Singers. Greenwich Village was very much the conduit for him to start expressing himself. He first went there during Beatnik days doing poetry. Then he used to listen to folk music all the time and while doing people's portraits, and then eventually he picked up a guitar. Crazy that he came to the guitar last after trying lots of different forms of self-expression, because that's the one that he's best known for. Definitely self-taught style, very rustic but incredibly organic and energetic, and so physical in the way he sings and he plays that... It's just the way he performed was very direct, very authentic and very honest, and absolutely whipped up the people of Woodstock. They were having trouble getting their bands into Woodstock in 69. It had already been declared a disaster area by the American government because there was such a convergence of young people, an unexpected one. And at that point, the biggest single gathering of human beings that had ever been, 600,000 was it or something? There'd never been that many people in one place before, can you believe it? So... he opened up, and because the bands were having trouble getting in, they made him play for 3 hours, or rather they kept requesting he go back on for encores. And what he ended up doing was a version of the spiritual Motherless Child, which became the song Freedom, which is now always associated with Woodstock. The first tune you're going to hear from him now is from the Woodstock recordings. Isn't it amazing that we've got recordings of Woodstock? It's Handsome Johnny, which... weirdly, he co-wrote with his friend Emil Foley, who went on to win an Academy Award for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. Isn't that strange? So then two wrote Handsome Johnny between them. And the second tune you're going to hear is Freedom. So bear in mind that although they're linked with some background field recordings from Woodstock, these two tunes were 3 hours apart. He played for three solid hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to mention... through the 80s and 90s, he was all about planet Earth. He was always about teaching young people about their environment. An eco-warrior, if you will. And strangely, he died on Earth Day, which is quite fitting. He had a heart attack on April the 22nd, which is International Earth Day. If you don't know what that is, I don't think it gets enough attention in this country. Go online and look it up. It's very interesting. But for now, enjoy Richie Havens. From 1969, first Handsome Johnny and then Freedom. What a lovely, lovely man.
We're getting it tied up. Two or three of the groups are in. We're just trying to match up groups and equipment. We'll be okay.
We apologize for the noise of the choppity-choppity, but it seems there are a few cars blocking the road, so we're flying everybody in.
Okay. Mr. Richie Haven!
Mm-hmm.
tell me what that you see. March into the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with his flintlock in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look around to tell me what that you see. Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hay musket in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. Tell me what's that you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with the M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. Marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing the song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start whistling. Here comes the hydrogen bomb. And here comes the guided missile. Here comes the hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Richie Havens, Handsome Johnny, and then Freedom.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
It's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for my programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you've got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
This next song from Smog keeps it nice and Sunday for us. I absolutely love this.
down. With the jar of heads on the other side. Warm beer and tearing up the cans. And all of us yelling abuse. Cut in school to go drinking at the dam. Skin mags in the brambles. For the first part of my life, I thought women had orange skin. It was the first part. It was the first part of my life. Second is, second is the rest. Teenage war chests fill and do the dirty, dirty, dirty work. Teenage war chests fill and do the dirty, dirty, dirty work. It was the first part. It was the first part of their lives. Drinking at the dam, holding back what it can, but the power is so much. Drinking at the dam, holding back what I can. Just drinking at the dam. I'm 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 just drinking at the dam. Drinking at the dam.
Sad and nostalgic and beautiful. From my favourite Smog record, A River Ain't Too Much to Love, that was Drinking at the Dam. Right, this next tune is from Vangelis' Blade Runner soundtrack. It's the love theme from Blade Runner. I was listening to this earlier and I was thinking, why do I like this? It's got so many elements that I don't like. And I can only think that it's authenticity. Once again, I'm really not a fan of smoky saxophone. I find it cheesy. None of the synth sounds are quite, are up to Vangelis' usual bewildering standard. What do I love about it so much? I think it's just the choice of chords and, yeah, the authenticity. Anyway, my Vangelis story, passed on by Stuart McConey, right? He says, Vangelis came to BBC Oxford Road. And if you don't know what Vangelis looks like, think of a very noble-looking Greek man with a beard. He came to be interviewed by Stuart, and he was wearing a floor-length fur coat and a big Russian hat with loads of jewellery over the fur coat, apparently, and a beautiful woman on each arm. And he was a bit distressed that Steve, the security guard at the BBC, didn't know who he was. Something that was compounded by him ringing upstairs to Stuart and saying, "Hiya, Stuart, it's Steve on the desk here. I've got a Frank Ellis here to see you." I love it. Don't know what to tell you. Saskia's been in touch again. Saskia Wells from Melbourne. She's a serial Song for Guy recommender. And she says, I'm just listening to Claire de Lune on your show, and it made me think of another French impressionist piano piece. It's called Je Do, or Je Deux, which, if my schoolgirl friend serves me correctly, translates as water play. It's by Maurice Ravel. Please listen to it. It's as close to the real thing as a musical representation of water is ever likely to get. Although that's just my humble opinion. I hope you love it as much as I do. Saskia, you're a wonderful person. Thank you very much for this. I've never heard it before. Maurice Ravel and Je Do, I'm going to go. Yeah. Thank you. Amazing. Maurice Ravel and Judo, recommended by Saskia Wells, Our Girl in Melbourne. The amazing Jessica Hoop did a session for Mark Riley, the likes of which I have never heard before. Or just unparalleled. She's so talented. She is, from time to time, my deputy here on the Finest Hour. But first and foremost, she is a amazing singer-songwriter with just such a beautiful voice. This was released for Record Store Day, so you can probably still get hold of it. Moonrock Needle was the B-side, which is worth getting on its own. But have a listen to Phonograph by the wonderful Jessica Hoop, and then go and get it, and get it from a record store. One more time, Jessica Hoop and Phonograph. Amazing Jessica Hoop and Phonograph. That was her contribution for Record Store Day, and on the B-side was Moonrock Needle, which is a really great tune of a very different nature. Go to your local record shop and buy it.
I think the level's okay. Here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge, and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I listen to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Coe. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
This next song by Bob Dylan is for Shin and Stephen. You know you are, and you know why I'm playing it for you. It's beautiful. It's I Was Young When I Left Home.
I was young when I left home, caught up in and rambling round, and I never wrote a letter to my home, to my home, Lord, to my home, and I never wrote a letter to my home. It was just the other day, I was drinking on my pay, when I met an old friend I used to know. Said your mother's dead and gone, baby sister's all gone wrong, and your daddy needs you home right away. I had a shirt on my back, not a penny on my name, but I can't go home this way, this way. Lord, 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 and I can't go home this way. If you miss the train I'm on, count the days I'm gone. You will hear that whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, honey, baby. Lord, Lord, Lord. And you'll hear that whistle blow 100 miles. I've played on a track, more will come and whip me back, on them trestles down by old Jim McKay's. When I pay the debt I owe to the commissary store, I will pawn my watch and chain and go home. Go home, Lord, Lord, Lord. I will pawn my watch and chain and go home. Used to tell them more sometimes, when I see them riding blinds, gonna make me a home out in the wind, in the wind, Lord, in the wind, make me a home out in the wind. I don't like it in the wind. Wanna go back home again, but I can't go home. There's a way, there's a way. Lord, Lord, Lord. And I can't go home, there's a way. I was young when I left home, and I've been on a rambling round, and I never wrote a letter to my home, to my home. Lord, Lord, Lord. And I never wrote a letter to my home.
This next one by the Cinematic Orchestra ended up popping up all over the place. But first of all, it was a Song for Guy recommendation from somebody, again, whose name I've forgotten. It's called To Build a Home, and it features the wonderful voice of Patrick Watson.
Skin, I climb to the dark.
Wonderful. The Cinematic Orchestra and To Build a Home. I think we can squeeze one more in. You must believe in spring. Jane Beatty in Baltimore, Maryland certainly does.
When lonely feelings chill the meadows of your mind, just think if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is merely that it knows you must believe in spring. Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear, it knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountains dreams of April's melting streams, how crystal clear it seems, you must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as a sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, so in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. You must believe in spring and love.
Well, there we go. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of The Finest Hour. Lots of love to Richie Havens and any family you might have out there. And thank you so much to the Beckopedia for dropping by as well. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and Helen and everyone who helps put the show together at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Don Letts up next, so don't touch that dial. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Some say it's Sunday night, others that it's Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, my people, I'm Don Litz with another show crossing time, space and genres, with, amongst others, The Pastels, Main Source, Bedbugs, Byron Lee and the Dragonairs, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Beastie Boys, Rafferty, and another new cut from Mungo's Hi-Fi, all coming up in the first hour. In the second, I kick back and relax. But to get the party started, Diggable Planets. Jet in.
Let loose for the hour. I chose the black power. Extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper. And you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul, we grow and take you back to like afros. And no quitting or getting jumped by the system. It's all day, all play. Got verbs and such. And cuts and crew. No blue eyes to emulate. Some straight, but yeah, we straight up.
Okay. He's back. The Jesus back as in OD getting funky.
The sunset, you bet, we get mad
funky. East coast to west, we stays fresh, easy. Smoke rise from the burrow with the black cooler.
The globe spins, gems is dropped. No bacon, no bacon, three bridges for money making. Crippling, the F swingers lounge out spot. Roll one of my pants, leg up, bump my sounds, grab the micro. You know how we do in the joint. Do a burrow, check to see exactly who in the joint. Hot spots, city streets, lot spots and jeeps. As a flower, I'm Nile, rivers of style.
Fresh
yeah, story's complete.
Fresh
rolling on the New York streets with them no pork beats. At the parliaments, sevens up, see no steel or no equal, but the sun, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back as an OG.
Burrow with a black cool blow.
It's that nickel slick neck, keep it deep for my heads. Let it fed up, appearing in my camouflage. My hustler walks in New York. Two fronts say Gucci, we make Lucci. And never hesitates to set it. Slap hands with my mans from the lands of crook. Being lovely over jams, that's on the plans with hooks. Burn musk, wear kush, it's Flatbush. Hear the mentors instrumental, cause it's ash to dust. I like to hit lie deep. Keep fam tight, tight. Keep the vocal strictly. Any joint is strike. Let me fly. He's back, the G's back with the R. Sun is in the clouds on loud. I got raised by the dim street lights of four cities. My heroes died in prison. George Jackson, action. She's butterfly and I'm cool iron. And I rock snow low unless it's scrambler. Got in me and my honeys. We be like Bobby and Erica. Me and my monies. We'll hurt you, Boulevard Empire. One love, gun love. Come free the land with us. Pigs, they cannot shoot this brush and creamy lavishness. Before I pop, I'd rather die in baggy guess and Sims. And I put that on the BK, L-Y-N, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back, as an OD, getting funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get mad
funky.
East coast to west, we stays fresh and we do it on the slick leg.
We jet it up,
we jet it down, we